And we're back to find out if love is truly blind. I am sick of the Patriots shit, so we're picking a new team. Welcome back to Terrestrial Things. Back streaming on Twitter, on Twitch, both at Duchesne's underscore. We're also on YouTube at IDP Army. Make sure that if you want to leave some comments on this show, you're doing it on Twitch or YouTube. Please and thank you. So I'm your host, Duchesne's, joined as always by Tim Nubs. How you doing?
Good. It's finally getting warm out. We're getting some work done on the pool. Bought myself a nice little basketball hoop for the pool. Do some dunking on the neighborhood kids, you know?
Yeah, I can't wait to actually do that. That'd be sick. Hopefully it's not 40 degree water again. That was something. But yeah, so we got some news, but in our main event today, we've got something special where we are going to be deciding a new team based on blind resumes, because Love is Blind is all the hype right now. I mean, it was 2 weeks ago when we made this idea. Things move fast. But starting with news, we do have a step forward. Don't let the good be the enemy of the perfect. The NFL has changed their overtime rules. Now they haven't made the perfect rules yet, where you just add a period and play until zero and continue, which I think is the best. I don't see how it couldn't be the best, where it's just literally more football, where the strategies are the same. You have all the clock management and stuff coming into play because you got to finish it before the end of the period. So they basically made it so that both teams will have a possession regardless of the first outcome. I'm not opposed to that whatsoever. It's only for the postseason, and I think that's totally fine. I don't think they need to change it for the regular season, especially because of player safety. But it's regular season, man. Play some damn defense, all right? Sudden death is a good thing for sports. I think it's perfectly fine for the regular season, but for the postseason, I'm glad that they did at least make this change.
100%. Sudden death creates a lot of drama that we like, but we also want to make sure that you get the most of your money when it comes to a playoff matchup. And as good as that Bills-Chiefs game was, think if there was another possession in it or another one after that.
Yeah, I think if there was a 15-minute overtime where you just got a whole nother quarter. I know that can drag on. Maybe you do 10-minute quarters. I don't know. But having an entire quarter, just, I mean, fourth quarter of football is just fantastic. You know, all of the decisions that have to go into that. And there's no gimmick to it. Like, I don't think that a playoff game should be decided by a gimmick like sudden death. And so just play the same game, you know. But that's where I stand on it.
I had an opinion on one of the suggestions that was made, I think, 2 years ago by Baltimore. Basically, if you ever make a bet with a friend of yours, you might go, hey, you set the line, I'll pick the side, right? So they were offering to do setting the line where the ball would start, the yard line, and then either the team will decide if they want the ball or if they want to play defense. And I thought that would be pretty interesting. Because I don't think the kickoffs are really useful in overtime, where if we're talking real player safety, that might be the easiest way to nullify a lot of injuries, especially in the overtime period, would just be to remove the kickoff.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the Schiano, Greg Schiano made that. I know we've talked about it on the show before. It was the Schiano proposal when he was at Rutgers, and one of his players was handicapped because of a kickoff injury. He was the one who initially brought up the proposal to not have kickoffs and just give them like a 4th and 15 at their own 35, or give the other team the ball at the 25 or something, which I think is fine. Kickoffs kind of suck anyways. They hardly happen. Even when you break one, they're not that great. Like, punts are fine. Punts are football. But
we kind of lost the specialists too. So it's not like there's like a couple of dynamic guys you're like hoping to get the ball.
Yeah.
In those situations.
They just kick it out of the end zone every time. I mean, how many kickoffs are returned a game? Two? Maybe?
Yeah, like, not that many.
Not that many.
Unless it's intentional, basically.
Exactly. Some other news. We had a little bit of a trade. Sports Illustrated. You do not need to know my location. Tyreek Hill traded to the Dolphins for a first, second, fourth round picks, 23, fourth and six. Some people said this wasn't enough. It was 29 and 50 to, I think it was a little low, honestly. I mean, a bunch of fourth picks, a fourth and a six, like that's a bunch of garbage for Tyreek Hill. I know you had to pay him, but he's one of the most dynamic players in football. So now he goes to the Dolphins for two top 50 picks. That's it. I think that's kind of a steal. And people are worried. I was on Play to Win with Nick last night, where he asked if Tua could support two top 15 wide receivers with Tua and Waddle, with Waddle and Tyreek. And I think it is possible. Some people are concerned about the deep ball, and you don't have to have a deep ball for these guys. I mean, Waddle's A-dot, I think, was like 7 yards. You just have to give him the ball and give it to him on time. And these guys are so dynamic. They could do a ton of damage after the catch. So
you also have to pass protect long enough for them to go deep, which they couldn't do last year.
It's a very valid point here. So I do think that it is possible. There are rumbles in that, I mean, they're not building this for Tua. I mean, there's rumors that the original plan here was to bring in Sean Payton and Brady, and then Sean Payton had some, I don't even know. He had something come out.
So. I mean, who would turn that down if that was actually true? But right. I don't expect it to happen.
I don't really either, but I know we've been talking about Brady. When he retired, I knew he wasn't going to stay retired. It was a power play to either get out of Tampa, move Arians. I'm not exactly sure. So we'll see if Brady – I think he ends up playing in Tampa at this point. It seems like he went home with his tail tucked between his legs. But that was a big move. There's been tons of big moves, but they've all been covered over the last 2 weeks. Is there any other news you kind of want
to
hit?
Something about that Tyreek trade. I was listening to – I think it was John Bosch, when he was talking about just even the trade value charts, like the NFL uses or used to use, it was like equal value for both the Devontae trade and the Tyreek trade, which I found pretty interesting. Now, like you said, there's no copy of Tyreek, and Tyreek only was a later round pick because he played running back and had a bunch of question marks coming into the league, even like legally,
yeah,
and things like that, or personally, or whatever you want to say. So you're not really going to see that type of player to be able to be replaced and like with like a fourth round pick, but I can get it where the second that Tyreek just doesn't have it anymore, and who's going to know better than the Chiefs, which obviously they still wanted to pay him, but they had a cap or a ceiling in which they wanted to pay him. But who's going to know better than the Chiefs where Tyreek is at health wise or even just performance wise, where once that's gone, there's no ability to then go out and trade him for even a first round pick. So I can understand it from both sides, but if you've drawn your line in the sand that you're not going to pay anymore, I can kind of respect where they're coming from. I don't know if it was enough just because you can't replicate Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, I agree. And it's kind of funny that the two highest paid quarterbacks lose their two high paid wide receivers. Funny how that works.
Interesting. Maybe you don't want to pay your quarterbacks
$1 million a day.
Yeah.
Also, another thing I mentioned on that podcast, though, last night was the Chiefs were kind of struggling winning games as far as Chiefs standards go. And when they started to turn it on at the end of the season, either I think it was a combination of things that teams were taking Tyreek away, but Mahomes was checking down more and moving the chains more. And Tyreek Hill, after their week 12 bye, only had one game over 10 PPR points. So maybe they felt that, you know, maybe we can. We don't need to pay him to win, and we can do better elsewhere.
A big thing for me too, I just want to say fantasy wise for Tyreek, what I'm concerned about is there were a lot of times where he would be able to amass or add to his stat line on broken plays or even just plays that were extended, where he and Patrick Mahomes had this like mind meld of him in the sideline or him breaking towards the sideline. I don't know if we're going to see that same opportunity, especially with Tua being a lefty and which way they decide to roll out. So just something to take into consideration when trying to plot out what his future projections are going to look like.
Yeah, I could see him having a decent year, but I definitely concede that this contract ages a little poorly as he gets older. I hope not, but something that I could see, you know.
That's how we're playing with Devontae. I now that he signed this big deal, I just want to see a good Devontae for the rest of the next 5 years.
Well, that's a good sport. See your guy leave and wish him the best.
I'm not that way. Nobody owes me anything, and we got a bunch of good years from Devontae as Packers fans.
Yeah, but good God, did he leave that wide receiver room barren?
it was barren when he was in there. He looked around and there was tumbleweeds putting on cleats. So
that's what we call Amari Rodgers. All right. I got nothing else on news, really. I kind of just want to hit this main event.
Let's do it.
All right.
It's time for the main event.
All right. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. I got some demons to release. As you might know, I've been a Patriots fan, grew up in Massachusetts, but I've been, you know, the angry Patriots fan, the one that I'm not out here defending everything. I'm out here kind of trashing them for the most part because, yes, we win, but I expect a lot out of them. So I've gotten some heat because, oh, you don't like Bill. He wins all these titles. Yeah, well, I hold him to a higher standard and he has not been delivering it. So if you haven't been paying attention to the situations in New England, first of all, it's been porous for a little while now where they think Bill thinks that he can do it with his coaching and his player evaluation, not giving anything to Tom Brady, who, you know, how Bill's never really spent in free agency. Well, Tom Brady leaves, wins a Super Bowl, and Kraft goes, all right, buddy, we need something. You got to go spend. And then what does Bill do? He goes, oh, yeah, you want to tell me what to do? All right, $15 million a year, Nelson Aguilar. Yeah, how do you like that? Oh, $15 million, Jonnu Smith. I'm going to go sign all these dog shit players, the terrible contracts. And then when they suck, I can go next year where we're sitting now and go, yeah, it didn't work, did it? Yeah, it didn't work because you signed terrible players, Bill. So they let J.C. Jackson go. They didn't do anything to keep him. And, yeah, it was a high contract, but you have a lot of space.
It was a great contract, though, for J.C. Jackson. Like, you can say it was expensive, but if there was more than one corner on the market, like, it's just weird how he was so much head and shoulders above what was available that there wasn't a higher bid on him.
And it was already a need they had at corner. And then you let the best corner on the market go. And the other best corner was probably Stephon Gilmore, who you let go, and soured the relationship in the process. They haven't brought in anyone in free agency. I mean, they traded Winovich for Mac Wilson, which I think is actually not a terrible move because they need a linebacker because their linebacking core is porous. It's so bad. Wagner's just sitting out there. They're not going to go get him. All these wide receivers going everywhere. They weren't in on Cooper, not in on Juju, no Woods, nothing. Not going anywhere for any help. And you have a second-year quarterback who is coming into his own, hopefully. The whole team is built around running the game because you have no one to fucking throw to you. So what do? You trade Shaq Mason, Ted Karras gone, bringing in no help on the offensive line. And then the second year quarterback is now being surrounded. Players. Now you get into personnel. They don't have an offensive coordinator. They don't have a defensive coordinator. No, they instead brought back Matt Patricia and Joe Judge. Why? Not because they're good, because they're cheap. They're still getting paid as head coaches. So you don't have to pay them shit. And then now, these guys, the offensive coordinators, the scheme, whoever the fuck is running it, no one on this team has ever called NFL plays. No one's ever called plays, I don't think, at the college level. No one's been a play caller. And now this second-year quarterback, Mac Jones and Brian Hoyer, are having to teach Joe Judge and Patricia the offense. That's not how this shit's supposed to work, people. You don't have the second-year quarterback teaching the guy who's running it how the hell it works. So
maybe you should just move Hoyer into an offensive coordinator position.
I think that's kind of what they're doing. Pseudo offensive coordinator of Brian Hoyer. I have no idea.
Running a roster spot, though.
Yeah, exactly. this has been something that's been going on. Bill has been a very bad GM for a very long time, and he's always made up for it with, you know, good coaching. He's the best coach ever. Also, had, you know, Tom Brady, and this is something that's been boiling over for quite a while. And I'm out. I'm out as a Patriots fan, and we're going to find out today using blind resumes. Love is blind. I'm picking a new team.
What if they brought back young Skarnecchia and his camera to record practices? Do you think you'd change your mind?
No.
All right.
I don't know.
Before we start this, I want to hear your official, if you had to call Bill on the phone and break up with him. You can't break up with him through text. You can't just ghost him. You have to tell him. What would you say if you broke up with him right now?
Am I Robert Kraft or am I Duchesne's?
Oh, you're Duchesne's.
All right. Bill, you knew this was coming. All right. Robert's gone. All right. You don't have that lifeline anymore. All right. The people are pissed. Tom's gone and you've done nothing. All right. Now, I would love to keep you on as a coach, but I know that you have to have a full control. So we're going to have to part ways, bucko. All right. So thank you for the 6 titles, but we got to move forward because you are holding us back.
The house is dirty. The dishes aren't done. You put on weight.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
Harry, I took care of it. All right. First blind resume. Team number one. They have a 23-year-old quarterback coming into his second season. They have a 1,000-yard wide receiver. A good amount of draft capital. They are looking to build through the draft and save their cap, which they will have a top 5 number in 2023. But on the bright side, they do have, some may say, an aspiring tight end, someone who's on the rise.
I'm taking some notes so I can check these resumes over, you know, get all my ducks in a row. I have a slight interest here. I'm not blown away. Anything else, or we want to wait, and I'll ask questions, I guess, in a little bit.
I have some tiebreaker stuff I'm going to hold on to, so okay. I'm going to move on to team number two.
Okay.
Team number two has a 24-year-old quarterback. Their top wide receiver last year had 8 touchdowns.
Mm.
There was some drama closer to the end of the season in the locker room, so that's something you got to worry about. But they do have a very explosive offense. And going into 2023, they are top 10 in cap room.
Ooh, daddy likes that. I think I like one so far better than two.
Okay. All right. Team number three. They have found success recently in the playoffs, as well as the last 5 years have been pretty good.
We have a playoff success. Okay.
2 dynamic wide receivers.
Ooh.
There is a first round quarterback on the roster.
I think that's a trick one.
The coaching tree has been historical pull from this coaching tree where members of the coaching staff have been pulled to other teams. And they have a very dynamic third offensive weapon.
Very dynamic third offensive weapon. We're not talking about a guard here, right? We're talking a position.
No, I'm not tricking you that bad.
All right. So a third weapon. Daddy likes.
And they are top 15 in 2023 cap.
Okay. Very nice.
Team number four, 24-year-old quarterback. They had a 1,000-yard wide receiver. They do have a history, though, of underachieving. This may not be your favorite head coach. Not your favorite, but they are one of the favorites to make the playoffs of non-playoff teams of this last season.
Huh. Okay, that's interesting. I'm These are interesting.
So what I'm thinking is I have three more teams. I want you to pick two. Then I have some other tiebreaker pieces I can give you. Depending on how much information you want, maybe we go, I can tell you what conference they're in. Okay. Team number five. It's a first-round quarterback, 25 years of age, good offensive weapons. They did make the playoffs. There were questions at O-line. They are looking to address them. They also had they had 2,000-yard wide receivers.
Ooh.
And they are top 10 in cap in 2023.
Okay. Okay. What about – can I ask questions or are we going to go through them all?
Let's go through them and you can ask any questions. Yeah. I'll see if I can answer them. You can ask anything you want. I mean,
I like that. Don't answer everything. I'll try and keep them a little vague. Is it the Chiefs?
I don't think that's vague enough. All right, team number six. They have a veteran quarterback, so not a young quarterback, but still within his operational years where there's no fall off yet. Okay. They have a top five wide receiver.
Ooh.
Dynamic pass rush. Fun little fantasy fact. The last two seasons, their running back has been an RB1 in fantasy. They made the playoffs this year and they'll be top 15 in cap in 2023 with $52 million.
Interesting.
I'm like making sure I don't say the team names. It's like really difficult for me. All right. And team number seven, they have a top tier QB at the helm. They made the playoffs this year. They have a very studly defense. They will also be top 15 in cap room. But with that cap room, they will have a lot of players to re-sign. A lot.
Okay.
Also another fantasy piece. Their RB has been a top 10 RB the last three seasons in fantasy.
Same running back?
Same running back.
Hmm.
And they will, I can say this, they will compete for the division.
Okay. That's team number seven. So they were the only ones that you mentioned defense, which is something I kind of hold of value.
I could offer some more for team three as they also have a good defense. Okay. I was one of my tiebreakers, but if you're bringing that up as something that's a differentiator, I'll give you that information.
All right. So those are the seven, correct?
Those are the seven.
All right.
So ask your questions. We'll narrow it down to two. And if there's another tiebreaker, I'll give you their last 10 years of total wins. That'll be the last thing I give you.
All right. So team one, 23-year-old quarterback, second year, 1,000-yard wide receiver, decent draft capital, tight
now,
end.
I just want to say 1,000 yards means they met that mark. They could be higher than that as well.
Yeah.
So.
So team two, 24-year-old quarterback, some locker room drama, 8 touchdowns from a wide receiver. That seems like it could be misleading, though. An explosive offense. Team three has recent success. You love to see that. First round quarterback. That could literally be fucking Dwayne Haskins.
It's not Dwayne Haskins.
They have a defense. 2 wide receivers. 3rd weapon. Coaching tree. I'm gonna put a little love. I was gonna put a star, but this is love is blind, so we're gonna put a heart next to three.
Ooh.
Team four, 24-year-old quarterback, 1,000-yard wide receiver. They are underachievers. I have a thing against underachievers. People love to root for those who underachieve. I kind of like to root against them because they get all of that love. Head coach, someone I might not like. Favorite to make the playoffs who didn't make it this year.
Ooh. One of the favorites.
I might actually know who that is now.
I thought about not putting that last part in, but I was like,
And they would be one of the teams that I would want to pick.
Hey, have I lied at all?
You have not lied.
No, I will say that team number four does have the best aesthetically pleasing, in my opinion, jerseys in the league. So if you're looking, if you're about looks, that could be something you're interested in.
Who do you think I am? I'm all. Hey, about
I've seen your wife. I've seen your wife.
Whoa! Keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth.
That was a compliment, by the way.
I was hoping we wouldn't talk about that at all, but I mean that was too
good. DeShane's being a kicker, out kicking his coverage.
Goddamn right.
Goddamn right.
Damn, the resume ain't good. I will say there were two teams that I was hoping, because I've been sort of a pseudo fan of these teams. As
ooh, who are they?
Well, all right. So the Cardinals and the Chargers, those have sort of been my pseudo teams the last 2 years.
Might I tell you, the Cardinals and the Chargers are available.
Oh shit! Okay. On to team five, first round quarterback, 25 years old, good weapons. They did make the playoffs. I think that means the O-line is good, or is O-line problems? I'm not sure.
The O-line needed to be improved, and they are attempting to do that.
All right. One of these teams are not the Patriots, right? That'd be one
no
hell
Patriots.
Of a, that would be one hell of a bamboozle.
No Patriots. I thought about doing that, but I was like, that's the last thing I want you to do is pick your own team again.
All right, we have team six as a veteran quarterback, only one that we've seen there, maybe besides team seven, top five wide receiver, good pass rush. I'm fairly certain I know who this team is. I'm fairly certain. Seven top tier quarterback. They did make the playoffs this year.
Yes.
Stud defense. All right. I'm going to eliminate seven right off the bat. And I'm going to guess that actually I don't have a great guess. I'm just trying to think of the top quarterbacks. Is that the Bills?
No. Do you want me to tell you? Or should I tell you afterwards?
You can tell me seven.
That was the Packers.
Okay, thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm like, what can I say that doesn't like make it too obvious?
So 23, team number one. I don't know what second means, but I wrote down second weapon. I think, yeah,
tight end was the.
Good draft
on the rise.
23-year-old quarterback. That's what's throwing me for a loop here. And I'm only trying to figure out these teams because I'm eliminating this team pretty much. And that's why I'm not trying to figure out the team so I can pick the ones I want here. I am trying to do this by the resume. But I'm eliminating team one. I was thinking Lions, but the 23-year-old quarterback.
What about team one do you not like? Let's do it that way too.
Yeah. I just not much really. There's not much I don't like. 1,000-yard wide receiver, that could be misleading a little bit. Decent draft capital, tight end on the rise. There's really not much I can say other than there's a couple of the others that I liked more and I went back to the top and I really can't
justify.
I can't think of who it is though. So who do we got at one?
Houston.
Oh, thank you fucking Lord. All right. Yeah, I like that one. All right. So Team two, 24-year-old quarterback, 8 touchdowns by a wide receiver, explosive offense, but locker room drama. I'm fading that, but I also can't put my finger on that one either. It's the Browns.
Oh, that's the Cardinals.
The number two?
Number two is the Cardinals.
Oh, this is why we do blind resident maze, baby.
We're keeping hope alive for San Diego or Los Angeles.
Oh, that one keeping hope alive. That's the one that got away right there. All right, so we're between 3, 4, 5, and 6.
I couldn't say 1,000-yard receiver because Hopkins didn't get it.
Oh, that's why I was thinking the I was off of it because of the 8 touchdowns, to be honest. Because that could have, I don't know who had a lot of touchdowns, but I mean, like Claypool or something. I know he only had one, or did he not have any last year?
I think
year?
He had one.
Yeah.
I think it was one.
But I meant like 2020 situation.
Oh, right? No, I haven't misled that. Nothing I've done has been as misleading as you're expecting.
Okay. Okay. That's just who I am. I'm a total cynic if you haven't listened to this show. All right. So team five, first round quarterback, good weapons. They made the playoffs.
They did.
O-line, I think means that's good. 2 1,000-yard receivers. So I really like three. Recent success, first round quarterback, defense, 2 wide receivers, 3rd weapon, good coaching tree. Like that is ticking some of my boxes, baby. And it's probably going to be the fucking Bills who I have who I've trashed forever. That would just be so poetic justice for me to have to be a Bills fan.
we got to tread lightly, you know.
Team 4, 24-year-old quarterback, 1,000 receiver, underachievers, head coach is down, fave to make the playoffs. See, I'm afraid of skipping out on that one because it could be one that I want here. But there's a lot of things I don't like about that. I don't like underachievers, but that's – I don't know how else you'd name the Chargers. 5, first-round quarterback, 25, good weapons, playoffs, O-line, 2. Man, this is tough. I'm going to say that team number 6 is the Cowboys. Oh, shit.
It's the Raiders.
Wow. Okay. That all adds up. Yeah, they're eliminated. So that's good. They were eliminated before he said it. Let me just be clear. We're between 3, 4, and 5 here. We got one more to go.
Do you want
to
carry 3, 4, and 5 in the final, and I can give you a little bit more information?
Yes, please. This has been tough.
Okay, so 3 is the only NFC team.
Okay.
And then I'll give you win totals over the past 10 years. All right, 77. Oops, okay. Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. You're good.
77 for 3. 76 for 4, and 78 for 5.
All right, so that was kind of useless, but thank you.
I didn't know you were going to pick which ones.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You had them all.
What surprised me was the Raiders had 65.
Really?
Wins in the last 10 years. Woof.
That's woof. That's one hell of a woof. All right.
They're like 65 and 96, I think.
Yikes. man. One underachieve. So team 4 didn't make the playoffs this year.
Did not.
Damn.
Watching him squirm, guys, just so you know. this is awesome. It's like he's trying to do like a crossword with no dictionary, and he's just going off the top. Man. Where's that second E fit? God damn
it. I'm so afraid of getting a team I don't want. oh First round quarterback for team number three scares me because that could literally be a backup. That's a that was a first round pick. Recent, they have a third weapon. Man, I can't put my fingers on these teams. You got to go by the resumes. Stop trying to figure out the teams, douchebag. Play the game. All right. I like success. I like good coaching. 24 as a coach that I'm not a fan of. Underachiever, faith that didn't. And then team five, 25-year-old quarterback, good weapons, made the playoffs. O-line, 2 1,000-yard receivers.
Do you have anybody in chat that's given you any suggestions?
So I haven't been paying attention to my chat. I am sorry, but it's just, of course, John giving us the YHTSI. You hate to see it.
He's sweating right under that quarter zip sweater. Just so you know, he's sweating.
So I think I am going to eliminate team number three, which had my heart to start. And it has a lot of things that I like, except it's in the NFC. And
I think that gave away too much information.
I cannot put my finger on it because I thought that team was the Cardinals or the 49ers or something. There's no NFC team that I really would want to root for besides the Cardinals. For mainly because, I mean, they can't beat the Patriots like in the playoffs. So if the Patriots make it. So I think I'm going to eliminate three. Who was it?
What's your guess?
My guess, I'm having such a hard time trying to figure it out. Is it the Vikings?
It's the 49ers.
Oh wow! So I figured you couldn't say the head coach I didn't like because that would be too obvious.
So mysterious.
Yeah, so mysterious. But I'm afraid. I think that the head coach I don't like might be. I think that might be Staley. So we're down to it, folks. We got 4 and 5, the 4 and 5 seeds here. Team four, 24-year-old quarterback, 1,000-yard receiver.
Are there any questions you like to ask these bachelorettes?
Yes. We've underachieved our head coach. All right. Do these teams have a first-round pick this year? I don't have to know because I might be able to figure out if it's a certain number.
I need a moment.
Yep.
Because that is one answer I don't have.
Yeah, do they have a first-round pick this year? And if not, when is their earliest pick? Like, what round? Dead air. I'll try and fill this. I don't have a clue who these teams are. I'm trying to pick it based off of just these resumes. So if there's 76 wins in 10 years.
First round picks abound for both teams.
Abound. Okay.
Meaning they have won. Okay. You're not looking at the Jets or the Giants.
Yep. So team four did not make the playoffs this year. Team five did make the playoffs this year. Or last year. I know we've turned the calendar. Boy, I'm scared. Young quarterbacks. It looks like team five has better weapons. Team five doesn't underachieve. They made the playoffs. They didn't have a good O-line, but they've team five made the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not the Dolphins, thank God.
I wouldn't do that to you. Houston was good enough.
Yeah,
dude. Good enough as having one option in here.
Yeah, I'm very glad to have sidestepped that.
I will say this: you've done a good job picking your final two.
Okay, Thank you.
I don't know how you avoided San Francisco. I tried to make them somewhat interesting to you.
They were. I don't know. That was team three, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had my heart to start. Who was? Oh, I have team five. Team six was the Raiders. Yes, we have all of them down. So far, we've eliminated Houston, Arizona, the 49ers, the Packers, and the Raiders. So, man, I want to pick
four. Are you afraid of one of them being the Bills?
Yes. That's why it's making it hard, because I'm trying to do this justice by doing it by the resume, but I'm pretty sure that four is the Chargers and five are the Bills, but five has the better resume. And if Love is Blind, these people didn't know him beforehand. They didn't have any pre-existing notions or whatever. So I'm going to have to eliminate four, and team five is my new team.
Well, would you like to know who you didn't go home with?
Not really. No. Who is it?
The Chargers.
Yeah. I'm too good. I'm too smart. What can I say, kid? Fucking God damn it.
You'll be happy about who you got. You got Cincinnati.
Oh, let's go, baby.
Joey B, Joey Burrow.
Let's go. I can easily do this. Let's go.
There you go.
Hootay. That's what they say, right?
Hell yeah.
Let's fucking go. They were like one of my teams this year too. Oh, man. I'm engaged.
I wanted to be like, you'd be happy with either, but I didn't want to ruin your thought process because you were going there.
I think you did a fantastic job. This was a great segment. I think it could have used the Bills, though. But at the same time, you didn't even have to use them because I was using them against myself. You know, I was so afraid of getting the Bills. I couldn't have done it. I don't know what the fuck I would have done. I wouldn't have released this episode.
I would have been so happy if you picked San Fran.
Oh, I know. Oh, my fucking God.
He's so mysterious. Fuck my current head coach. But the mysterious one has my attention.
Oh, man. All right. So, this is excellent. I love the Bengals. This is fantastic. This is great. Who's Justin Herbert?
Can you believe how much cap room they have?
No.
Top 10 in 2023?
But did you say they have to sign a lot of people? Or was
that was the Packers.
Okay, that was the Packers. Okay.
They did a lot of their work this year signing a lot of defensive players. The Bengals did. I don't know the lengths of all the deals, but they did a good job rebuilding on the fly with a lot of free agents.
I think you did a very good job. You gave me three teams I would have been very happy with, and then four teams I would have really not liked, and there was really no in between. You did a great job. I think this was fantastic. Kudos, Tim, and thank you for finding me my new love, Cincinnati Bengals.
Duchesne's is mated.
Oh, shit. Well, anything else we got? Want to wrap it up?
We can wrap it up. I think we got some rookie stuff next week that we're going to discuss. So
yeah, we'll get back. We'll get back to the rookies, and then we've done wide receivers and quarterbacks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we did tight ends, but there really isn't much.
No, I figure we could put that into the running back episode.
Yeah, we could either do running backs, or we'll do running backs and like do something all together and final thoughts or whatever right before the draft. I don't know. We'll think about that. So what's your gripe of the week?
Leaves. The trees are literally still releasing leaves and it's almost April. Stop it. I'm going to have to go around with just a shop vac and just, because I don't want to leaf blow everything. I'm just going to blow it into a corner. I have to pick it up anyway. So I'm just going to literally walk around with like a mini shop vac and just suck out all the corners.
Yeah, suck them out, baby.
You know, I just had to pay two guys to lay pipe for a while.
So. Oh, shit. Laying pipe with two dudes sucking corners. What we do here, baby. My gripe of the week, I got two. I guess I'll be quick. One is Devy trying to trade in Devy drafts, man. It's just people won't just say that they want to stay put because they're uncomfortable. They don't really know like how things will pan out. They don't say that. They say, well, that first is Devy depleted. And then you're like, okay, well, can I trade for yours? Well, it is the 20th overall Devy pick this year. It's
still a first.
It's still a first. And I'm like, motherfucker, just say you don't want to move. Like, I'm initiating these trades with people that say, like, we want to trade. We're down to trade. Like, we'll do this.
I'm thinking about that in your league, the one that we just started the draft in. But because I tried to move back from 209 and just couldn't find a deal that I really liked. Like I wanted to try to turn multiple middle round picks, but I just couldn't.
D-Row is fuming right now. He's like, he offered me 2 fourths and then he took a deal where he got moved up 6 picks total.
Oh, I moved back from 209 to 212 and 301.
Yeah, you moved so up like, in the third and the seventh, three spots.
Yeah, but like I wasn't even trying to talk about his trade, but he was trying to lowball. Like it was he offered me like an 18th rounder as like the juice to move around like a couple places. So, we love Duro. So,
oh, yeah,
I'm not trying to pick on him or talk shit. So,
he gets too much hate. I literally paid out the ass and everyone was fucking acting like I completely burnt him. Like I moved up from the third to the second and I gave him, I don't know, like a, I forget what it was, but I wanted to get Javonte Williams and Breece Hall back to back instead of getting one. Cause if I had to get one player, I really didn't know what I was going to do. So I wanted to get both. And if you look at the players that are going to go there, it was like Mixon, T Higgins and Sanders for Javonte Williams. It's like, let's not burn him because too bad. Cause he traded Elijah Mitchell for Zach.
I did not think that was a bad deal. But when you projected that Carr would be a 10th rounder, I was like,
ooh. Yeah, no, that was quick. And then I was like, okay, never mind. That's actually Matt Ryan Goff. All right, my bad.
Yeah.
My other gripe real quick, I might have said it before, but it's not knocking on bathroom doors. I don't know if it's just a me thing, but this happens to me all the time that people, and I do lock the door, thankfully. I'm not talking like it is public or whatever at work, but like a single bathroom where it's not like a multiple bathroom place. People don't knock on closed bathroom doors. They just try and open it. Like, I know if I can't run a poll because no one will say that they do this, but this happens to me all the time. Who the fuck tries to open a bathroom door without knocking? I don't know. I can't get around it. I don't know what the big deal is. Knock on bathroom doors if they're shut. What's your highlight?
I bought a pool basketball hoop. I'm going to be dunking that motherfuckers. We'll see you in summer. I know Linda wants to come down, so I probably have a day. Maybe we could even do something for the draft if we want to figure something out quick.
I can't do something for the draft. This new job. And I just started last week. I'm taking off a week to go see some family in April. And yeah, so we'll figure something out. All right, I'll dunk on your ass. my highlight is...
I love the fact you were in the pool before I was.
Oh yeah, bro. I like cold water. I thought I could do it, and I was trying to get the rings at the bottom. I got two. I was like, my body's like, get the fuck out. You gotta get out, buddy. That shit was cold. quick highlight. I was on Play to Win with Nick, his podcast last night, and I think it was a fantastic podcast. Honestly, I love guesting. I try and host here. Doesn't always go the smoothest. It's a lot of work, but guesting is a lot of fun. I think it was a really good podcast with a lot of information. And I also bought a new TV, a new LG OLED, mounted that sucker, and daddy's happy. I'm going to go watch, like, I just watched the Lord of the Rings trilogy. I'm going to go hit Band of Brothers Blu-ray. We're in awe right now.
I'm going to steal that and do the same because I bought a TV too. Yours is way better than mine, but I just wanted size. And I got it, and I put it in my bedroom, and it's like you don't want to leave.
Nice. Yeah, new TV's been a really something. Anything else you got for the people?
Not today. We'll just see you next Tuesday.
All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed. We found love and matrimony. I'm going to go get myself some sort of Bengals jersey and put it right next to the goat here, right next to my man Peterman. But yeah, we will see you next week. Peace. See you next Tuesday.